We're up to the Mishnah on the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah, about 10 lines down, starts off, Hazorek Eben L'Rishus HaRabim. A person throws a stone or rock into public property, V'harak. That rock hits somebody and kills them. Harei Zeh Gola. The Mishnah says the halacha is, you get golos, you have to go into exile for such killing. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Imik Sheyatza HaEven Miyado. If when the stone, after the stone left his hand, he's in the throwing motion, the stone leaves his hand, Hotzi Halas Rosho, somebody pops their head out and gets into the line of the throw, the Kibla, and he takes it in the face, and he gets killed, Harei Zeh Potter, he's Potter. In other words, he threw the rock into an area. When he let the rock go from his hand, there was nobody there. And then after he let it go, somebody popped his head out. The halacha is he's not chayev golos. Zarkas ha'evin lechatzero. If a person threw a rock into his own backyard, v'horag, and it killed. So here's the halacha. Im yesh rishus l'nizik likanei sham l'sham. If the person who was killed had permission to be there, gola, he gets golos. Vim lave no gola. But if the person didn't have rishus, didn't have permission to be in the chatzer, into the yard of the guy who threw the stone, ain't no gola, he doesn't get golas for throwing that stone. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vasher Yavo Esriyehu Bayar. You came upon your friend in the forest. Mahayar Rishus Lanizik Lamazik Likanesh. I'm just like a forest. There's the Nizik and the Mazik, the damagee and the damager, both had a right to enter. Of course, just lanizik ulamazik likanik lehikanisham. The area where the crime is committed has to be a place where they both had permission to come. Yatzah chatzar balabai is shein rishus lanizik likanisham. As opposed to, it's coming to exclude a case of a balabayis, a case of an owner of a house. The person Reuben threw the rock into his own backyard, and Shimon had no right to be there. So then, Halacha is he wouldn't go into galus. Abishol Omer Machatov Aseitzim Rishus. Avkol Rishus. Abishol learns a different halacha. You go into the yard, Lachtov Aseitzim, to cut wood. Just like cutting wood is something that's optional, Avkol Rishus, so too, any act that you're doing that's an optional act. What does that come to exclude? Yatza Ha'avar Makas Beno. This excludes a father who strikes his son. The Harav Harodes Talmido, or a Rebbe that hits his student, Ushliach Bezdin, or the person appointed to deliver Makos to somebody who's Chayv Makos. In any of those cases, they're in the act of performing a mitzvah. If, in a specific case, in one of these cases, they accidentally killed the subject, so the son, the father killed the son, or the Rebbe killed the Talmud, or the Shliach Beis Din killed the person who was Chayv Malkus. In any of those cases, since they were performing a mitzvah, Abba Shaul learns that they are putter from any type of Chiyuv Galus. That's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, fourth to last skinny line. L'Rishus HaRabim, the Gemara asks, if he throws the stone into Rishus HaRabim, Meizidu. Why does he get Galus? We let him off the hook so easily. He's allowed to go into Galus? Meizidu, he did this on purpose. Now, the truth is that Bezdin will probably not be able to give him a death penalty for this, because there were no Edim, there was no Hasra, there were no witnesses, there was no warning. But you know, if he did it on purpose, then how can we let him off the hook so easily by giving him such a little punishment? Let him have to answer in Shemayim. Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Besoser as Koslo, talking about a case now. He didn't throw. The Mishnah's case was that he didn't throw it into an area. He was breaking down his wall, and the rocks fell onto the other side and killed somebody. The Gemara asks, Iboy Leili Yuni, he should have been more careful. So, in other words, if you're knocking down rocks, you have to look to see what's on the other side. So the Gemara says, Bisosar is Koslo Balayla. He did it at night. The Gemara says, Balayla Nami Iboy Leili Yuni. At night, you also have to be careful. You don't have to be careful at night. Why would that be? Last narrow line. Besoser is Koslo La Ashba. No, he knocks down a wall on the other side. There's an area that's used for garbage disposal, for going to the bathroom. So the Gemara asks a question. Hi, Ashba Hichidam. What's the case of this, what we're calling an Ashba? Okay? Ish Chichibo Rabim. If people go there, in other words, people use it as a bathroom. So, Posheahu. People are always there. So you knock down the wall that's next to this Ashba. Of course you're going to knock it down and somebody's going to the bathroom. You're going to kill them. Posheahu, you're negligent. Ilo Shchichibo Rabim. And if people don't go there, so then Onosu. If people don't go there, one guy happened to have been there, so he's an anus. He had no way of knowing that somebody was there. He didn't have to check. It wasn't a place that people used. So Amar of Papa lo tzricha el ashba ha'asuya lifanis babalayla. We're talking about an ashba that was only used at night. I guess night, it was dark. And so people would go there at night. Ve'in ha'asuya lifanis babayom. People wouldn't generally use it during the day. Ve'ika, demikri, ve'yosef. And there, sometimes it happens that somebody goes and sits down over there to go to the bathroom. So the Gemara says, "Poshe Elohavi," you can't say he's negligent. Because it's not normally used during the day. Ones nami lohavi, but you can't call it an ones. Because from time to time it does happen that somebody sits down there, and therefore he should have checked. But if he didn't check, we can't call him somebody who did it mazed on purpose. And therefore, we give him this middle ground, which is shogeg, and that's why he gets gullus. The Gemara continues, the two dots, the fifth wide line of the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said the following in the Mishnah, that if a person threw the rock and after he let the rock go, somebody popped his head up and met the rock, he's putter. Because when he threw the rock, the guy's head wasn't there. Tana Rabbanan, Riva Braisa, Umatza. And you find, okay, the Pasuk says, Umatza Esrayehu Vameis, the Barzel falls, or slips out of his hand. Umatza Esrayehu, and it finds his friend, Vameis, and his friend dies. So the Gemara says, the Braisa says, Prat lemamtzi es atzmo. That's coming to exclude a case of someone who causes himself to be found. Mamtzi es atzmo is not, the rock didn't find him, he found the rock. Mikan amar Elazar ben Yaakov, imi sheyatzisa ha'evin miyado, hotzi halas rosho v'kibla. If after the guy threw the stone and it left his hand, it's already out of his hand, and then the other person picked up his head, and accepted, took it in the face, halacha is putter. And that's the braisa that teaches the reasoning behind Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's halacha. The Gemara asks a question. L'meimer de matzah meikara mashma. Does that mean to say that the word matzah means something that was already there? It finds its target, so to speak. As opposed to a case where mamtzi es atzmo, where the target wasn't there. In other words, when you threw the rock, if somebody's head was in the way, then you're chayiv. You're chayiv gullus. If the person put his head out after, then you're not chayiv gullus. So the case of the pasuk, where the pasuk said umatza, and umatza means you're chayiv gullus, it must be matza means that the item was there beforehand. Me'ikara. L'meimer de matza me'ikara mashma. It implies that it was there beforehand. But Ramina, we have a stira, we have a contradiction. Because we're going to quote another braisa where the word matza seems to indicate not me'ikara, not originally. Umatza. Prat lamatzvi. Here we're talking about a case of a property that belonged to your that you had as a Yerusha, and the halacha is you're allowed to sell it, and you within certain guidelines you're allowed to redeem that property. Umatza prat lamatzvi. The halacha is that if he finds money after that, he's allowed to sell the field, because he doesn't have any money. If he comes into money later, so then he's allowed to buy it back. What if he already had money? Umatza prat lamatzui. That comes to exclude a case where the guy already had money, but he wanted to sell this property for a different reason, for whatever reason. Shalimka barachok v'igo bekarov. You can't sell a field that's far away, and then use it to buy and then redeem the one that's closer by. Or barav, yigo b'yafa, or to sell the bad field so he can redeem the good field that he sold. So what do we see? We see that the word matzah in this case means he found it and it wasn't there originally. Umatzah, the Gemara is saying, he finds this item, he finds this stuff, he finds this money or this field, and it's something that he did not have before. It was not Meikara. So by our case, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, the case of Golos, Umatzah means that the person, his head was already visible, as opposed to if it came later. But the word Umatzah, when it comes to redeeming the field that belonged to your ancestors, the halacha is, Umatzah means that it comes in the future, not in the past, not Meikara. The Gemara answers Amar Rava, Hacha Meinyana Dekra V'Hasa Meinyana Dekra. Over here, Meinyana Dekra, it's going within the context of the Pasuk. V'Hasa, and over there, Meinyana Dekra, it's in the Indian, in the context of what the Pasuk is talking about. How so? Hasa Meinyana Dekra, by the case over there, by the field, Meinyana Dekra, it's in the context of the pasuk. Umatza dumya de vehisiga yado. Umatza has to be similar to vehisiga yado. Hisiga yado means he gets, he now owns or he acquires, he reaches something. That's also future. Ma hisiga yado mehashta, it's from now on. Af matza nami mehashta, so too if he finds something, it's mehashta. In the context of that pasuk, it means you're getting something that you didn't already have. And that's why in that case, matzah means mehashta, from now, and moving forward. And hacha meinyana dekra. And also, in the case of galus, it's also in the context of the pasuk. Umatzah dumya de ya'ar. The word umatzah is similar to the word ya'ar. Ma ya'ar midi de ise meikara. The forest, he goes into the forest. The forest was there the whole time. Af umatzah nami midi de ise meikara. So to something that was there already, referring to the head of the person that got hit with the stone. Okay? And therefore the Gemara brings the source, the Brisa that proves the opinion, explains the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And then the Gemara asks about the word umatzah. Umatzah, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, seems to mean meikara. And by ancestral land, it means mehashta. The Gemara answers, each case is a little bit different depending on the context of the case. The Gemara continues with the next two dots in the middle of the wide lines. Hazarikas ha'evan. The Mishnah said, that a person who throws a stone and he kills, it's only if it's a rishus. V'asher yavos re'eu bayar, ma... The Mishnah says, ma ayar rishus l'nizik l'mazik l'kanesham, av kol rishus l'nizik l'mazik l'kanesham, yatzachot v'alabay shen rishus l'nizik l'kanesham. And then the Mishnah continues, Abashal says, no, ma chatovas eitzim rishus, av kol rishus. Any type of optional, voluntary wood shopping, you'd be chayiv galus for. But if you were doing something, if you were chopping wood if you were doing a mitzvah, as opposed to the chopping of the wood, which is optional, if you were doing a mitzvah like Av Hamakes Esbino or Rav Harodes Talmido or Shlech Bezdin, any one of those cases, that's a mitzvah, you wouldn't be chayiv galus. Says the Gemara, Amalehu Merabana L'Rava. Ahu Merabana asked Rava, said to Rava the following, Mimai de Mechatavas Eitzim de Rishus. When the Pasuk says, you went into the forest to chop wood, how do you know that, why does the Mishnah assume that you're chopping wood and it's an optional chopping? Doma mechatavas eitzim de sukkah. Maybe you're chopping wood to build a sukkah. Umechatavas eitzim de ma'aracha. Or you're chopping wood to be used on the mizbeach. Ba'afilu hachi amarachman aligli. And nonetheless, the Torah says you get gullus. Meaning, why are you forcing yourself to say that if you chopped wood, meaning it's optional, then you get galus. But if you're doing a mitzvah, you don't get galus. Why is that true? Maybe the pasuk is talking about chopping wood for a mitzvah, like chopping wood for the mizbeach, or chopping wood to build a sukkah. So the Gemara says, The Gemara says, Amalei, so Rava says back, Kevan de Matzachotov, Lav Mitzvah. You know why? You're right, it's true. It's a mitzvah to chop this wood. You need a sukkah. You have to get wood. Okay? They don't have a canvas sukkah or a gvura sukkah, the fiberglass. So you have a wood sukkah. Times of the Mishnah. Everybody had a wood sukkah. So you take you don't have wood and you need a sukkah, you chop the wood. So you have a sukkah. Says the Gemara, though, Kevan de Matzachotov, Lav Mitzvah. There's no mitzvah inherently to chop wood. The mitzvah is to have a sukkah. So if you have wood for a sukkah, there's no mitzvah to chop wood. Since that's true, hashtanami lav mitzvah. So too, it's not a mitzvah. You're helping so that you have wood for the sukkah, okay? But there's no inherent mitzvah to chop wood. The mitzvah is to have a sukkah. But to chop the wood, there's no mitzvah. It's just that you need wood. So if you don't have wood, you have to chop wood. But it itself is not a mitzvah, and therefore that's not a, that wouldn't be enough to prove that chopping is chopping of a mitzvah. Because all these cases, the mitzvah is to have it, not to do it. Eisvei Ravina l'Rava. Ravina asked Rava the following question. Yotza ha'av makas beno. This case excludes a father who hits his son. V'harava urdas talmido, or the Rebbe hits the Talmud, ushliach bezdin. Now the Gemara asks, Ravina asks, Lema kevin de ilu gamer lav mitzvah. So let's say the same thing. Let's apply the same logic. What were the cases of mitzvah that the Mishnah gave? So the father is giving his son mussar for not learning well. Okay, so the father hits the son, and the son dies. So the Gemara says, well, there was no mitzvah to hit the son. The mitzvah was to make sure that the son is learning. So lema kevin de ilu gamir lav mitzvah. Why don't we say the same logic? Since had the son learned properly, there would have been no mitzvah to hit him. Hashanami lav mitzvah. So to now, it's not considered a mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah. That's if the kid's not learning, you have to discipline him. So the Gemara answers, Hasam afagav de gamir mitzvah. Nope. Over there, even if the son is good at learning, there's still a mitzvah to discipline the son. You should give mussar to your son, and he will leave you, and he will be delightful. Madanim is enjoyment for your neshama, for your nefesh, for your soul. Pasuk in Mishlei. In other words, there's an inherent value to. There's an inherent value just to giving mussar. Even if the child is doing well, you still have to give mussar, and therefore there's an inherent mitzvah, and therefore the mitzvos that are referred to in the Mishnah are inherent mitzvos. So the Gemara says, Hadam Arava, Lav Milsehi Damri. Forget what I said before. You know how you know, not because Chatava Seitzim, Rishus, Mitzvah, Vasher Yavos Reo Bayar. Asher Yavos Reo Bayar. He came upon his friend in the forest. The Iboy Isle, the Iboy Loal. It's talking about a case where you could go into the forest. You don't have to go in the forest. If you want, you can. If you don't want, you don't have. You don't have to. V'isalkadaitach Mitzvah. Now, if going is a mitzvah, so Misagi de Loal, are you allowed to not go? In other words, Vasher Yavos Reu Bayar is you had an option of going or not going. You decided to go. You were chopping wood. The handle slipped. Your friend got killed. Okay, you killed. That's the case of the pasuk. But a mitzvah, you don't have an option to do to not to do. A mitzvah you have to do. So anytime you had to do it, then you wouldn't be chayav galus. That's the new explanation of Rava. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, one second. Ba'asher yavos reo bayar. Asher, you went into the forest. And we said it means, if you wanted to, you could have, but you didn't have to. It was optional. Amar Ravada bar Abba l'Rava. Ravada bar Abba says to Rava. Three lines from the bottom. Kol heicha d'chsev asher. What do you mean? Every time the pasuk says asher, it means if you want to do it, It's optional. Elameata, if that's true, v'ish asher yitma v'lo yitzchata, a man that became tamei v'lo yitzchata, and he has not yet purified himself. Okay, the pasuk is talking about someone who goes into the Beis HaMikdash while he's tamei. He's chayv kares. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Ravada Rava says to Rava, if asher means it's optional, iboy metame, iboy lo metame, does that mean that when he comes in contact with a dead body, iboy metame, asher, right? He has the option of becoming tame. Ish asher yitma, he chose to become tame. Asher means you could choose to do so. You chose to become tame. That can't be. Right? Meis mitzvah. Now, it's true that sometimes you have the option of choosing. You could choose whether to go to a funeral. You could choose whether to do a tahara. You could choose, okay? So you could choose whether or not to touch the dead body. But what about, says the Gemara, what about a meis mitzvah? What about a case where there is a body abandoned on the side of the road? You're obligated to tend to the body, make sure it gets a proper burial. Delo sagi, delo metame. In such a case, you don't have an option of choosing not to become tamei. Hochanami de pater. If a person became tamei for meis mitzvah, you would say he's putter. You'd say he can go into the Beis HaMikdash because he didn't have a choice. We know that's not true. Yet the pasuk said, "V'ish asher yitma v'lo yischata." If a person was tame, v'lo yischata. Now, the word asher, again, asher, according to Rava, we're saying asher means only if he chooses. So it would come out that a person who became tame from a meis mitzvah, from a case of meis mitzvah, would not be chayev kares for going to the Beis HaMikdash. And we know that that's not true. So the Gemara answers, very bottom of the page, last few words, shiny hussam. No, that case is different. Why? Da'amar kra, because the pasuk says, turning onto chesam and beis, tamei yihyeh mikol makom. Tamei yihyeh, he shall be tamei, o tumas abo. Tamei yihyeh, the Gemara darshins, mikol makom. However you became tamei. So even though normally asher means if you want, if you don't want, in this case, Tameiya teaches us that in any way that you became Tamei, if you went to the Beis HaMikdash before becoming Tar, you would be Chayav Kares. So the Gemara asks a question. Hahumi Boile, top line of Chesam Rebeis. Hahumi Boile, look at the Tanya. What do you mean? The words Tameiya, we need it for the other Braisa. Tameiya, L'Rabbos Tvul Yom. Tameiya, he is Tamei. This comes to include a Tvul Yom. Tvul Yom means he already went to the Mikvah. He's just waiting for Harav Shemesh. He's waiting for the sun to set. Once the sun sets, he's pure. So he doesn't even have to do anything. So you would think maybe that's a lighter level tumah. You're not chayv kares for going to the Beis HaMikdash. So the pasuk, tamei yeh, means he's tamei. If he's still tamei, since the tful yom is still tamei, even though there's nothing left to do, it's just a waiting game, nonetheless, tamei yeh teaches that he's chayv kares. Tumaso bo, the pasuk continues, the tumah is still on him. L'rabos mechusar kipurim. This comes to include someone who is lacking some part of the atonement. So in each of these cases, so even though he might have done part of the process, but he still has to bring a korban, or in the case of the tfuyom, he has to wait till night, the drasha, the pasuk says, tameiyeh, to teach a tfuyom is chayiv kares. So the Gemara asks, if there's a brisa that uses tamei yiyeh to include a tvul yom, then tamei yiyeh can't come to include a case where you became tamei and you didn't have a choice, like the case of the meis mitzvah. The Gemara says, amalei ana me'od ka'amina. You're right. Rava says, it's not from the words tamei yiyeh mikol makom, it's od. The word od teaches us that halach. Okay? Now, the Gemara continues. Ika demasni lo aha. We're going to see another discussion related to the mitzvah of Shemitah and the concept of rishos. The Gemara says, Ika demasni lo aha. There are those that apply that the discussion that we had to the following case. Becharishu v'katsir tishbos. The pasuk says, Becharishu v'katsir, from charisha, plowing, ktsira's reaping, is cutting, tishbos, you shall rest. Okay? What does that mean? Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, Ein sarach lomar chor shal shviyas v'katzor shal shviyas. Now, it can't come to mean on Shemitah itself, during the year of Shemitah. Why? Ein sarach lomar charis al shvius v'katsa al shvius. We don't need it to say that you can't plow on Shemitah or you can't cut on Shemitah. Shahari kvar nemar, sad chalosis, rabbi karma chalosis more. There's a pasuk that says clearly, you can't, sadcha, your field, lo sizra, you can't plant. V'karmacha, on your vineyard, lo sizmor, you can't prune the field. You can't cut off the bad branches. So, we know you're not allowed to work your field on Shemitah. So says Rabbi Kiva, what's the point of becharish of a kutcha tishbos? El afilu charish al erev shviyas shenichmas l'shviyas. Even a case of charisha on erev shviyas, which is the concept of tosefa shviyas, shenichmas l'shviyas, before Shemitah, going into the Shemitah year, even then, it's already forbidden. And also at the end, cutting off the produce, so plowing the field before, or cutting off the produce after, both cases are usur, because there's an obligation, says Rabbi Kiva, to add on to Shemitah, at the beginning, at the end, just like we have a concept of Tosefa Shabbos, or Tosefa Yom HaKippurim, so too we have a concept of Tosefa Shviyas. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says no. Becharish of Katzer Tishbos is coming to teach a different halacha. Macharish Rishos. Just like plowing is forbidden, plowing is always a Rishos. It's always optional. There's never a mitzvah to plow. Af Katzer Rishos. So too, the only type of Kitzira, of cutting, that is Aser on Shvius during Shemitah, is a case of Katzir, which is optional. Yotza Kitzir HaOmer, says Rabbi Shmuel. This excludes a case of cutting the wheat for the Mincha Omer, Minchas HaOmer, Shehu Mitzvah, because that's a mitzvah. So anytime you're cutting for a mitzvah purpose, it's not included in the prohibition of working the field during the year of Shemitah. So here we see the concept of a Rishus, excluding the case of mitzvah, similar to our Mishnah. Omalei HaOmer Rabbanu L'Rava. One of the Homer Rabbanan said to Rava, Mimai de Charisha de Rishus? A very similar question to what the Gemara asked earlier. Mimai de Charisha de Rishus? How do you know that Charisha is optional? Doma Charisha is Omer de Mitzvah. Maybe you're plowing for the Omer, which is a Mitzvah. Vafilu Hachi Amar Rachmana Tishbos. And the Torah says Tishbos. Maybe Charisha is also in a Mitzvah case. And therefore you can't learn out that Kitzira is permitted. Says Gemara, Amar Lei, Kevin de Matzah Charish Eno Charish. Since technically the Charisha, you don't have to do. If it's not plowed, you have to plow it. But if it's already plowed, you don't have to do anything. So therefore, a lav mitzvah. In this case, we don't call it a mitzvah because it's not something you have to do inherently. It's something that needs to get done if it wasn't already done. Eisvei Ravina L'Rava, similar to what we discussed before, by the case of Chatavas, Eitzim, of cutting the wood, by the case of Sukkah. Says the Gemara, Eisvei Ravina L'Rava. So Ravina asked Rava the following question. Yotzahav makas benova, Rava rodez tamido shlech bezdin. Our Mishnah said that a father kills a son, a Rebbe who kills a Talmud, and a shlech bezdin who kills the person who is Chayv Malkus, that they're all pater from Golos. V'amai, lema kevin di'ilu gamer lav mitzvah. The same Gemara asked this question already earlier. Why don't we say if the son or the Talmud, if they would have learned, at least the first two cases, the case of the Rebbe and the father. If the Talmud would have been learning, the student would have been learning, the son would have been learning, we wouldn't have had this problem. So inherently it's not a mitzvah, it's just something that has to get done. If he's not behaving, you have to discipline him. If he's not learning, you have to discipline him. But hashdol nami lav mitzvah, but it's not technically a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Rava answers, Hasam af al gav de gamir nami mitzvah ka'avid. No, as we said before, when it comes to be mechanech, the Talmud or the son, even if he's learning, it's still a mitzvah to give him mussar. As the pasuk we quoted earlier from Mishlei, that there's a mitzvah to give mussar to your son, and that will help in the long run, it'll give you nachas. Because even if he's doing the right thing, he still needs some mussar, and therefore it's inherently a mitzvah. Hadamar Rava, then Rava said, Lav milsei damri. Nah. Not a problem. The whole discussion not a problem because Katsira domi de charisha, ma charisha matzachor sheino charish, af katsira nami, matzakotzer eino kotzer. Now, what was the problem? What was the issue that we had? We said no, charisha should be the same as katsira. So just like if you found it plowed, you have to plow it. So too katsira. If it was already cut, you wouldn't have to cut it. Ve'isal kedai dech mitzvah. Now, if you think it's a mitzvah, then matzakotzer eino kotzer. you would say that if you found it, that it was already cut, you wouldn't have to cut it. Says the Gemara, no. Mitzvah liktzor lahavi. When it comes to Ketzirah Sa'omer, there's an inherent mitzvah. Even if you already have wheat to use, you still have to, there's still a mitzvah of Ketzirah Sa'omer. That's an inherent mitzvah, and the Ketzirah is still different than the Charisha. And that's the final answer of the Gemara. Okay, we continue with the Mishnah on the fourth wide line on Ches Amud Beis. Ha'av gola de ha'ben, v'ha'ben gola de ha'av. The father, the halacha is that the father is gets golos for killing a son, and the son would get golos for killing the father. Hakol golonai de Yisrael. Everyone can get golos for killing a Yisrael. V'Yisrael golonai de, and Yisrael would get toshav. Okay, so let's see what the Gemara says. The Mishnah said, "Av golonai de ha'ben." Father is exiled for killing a son. Now the Gemara asks a question. V'ha amrit. But didn't we say, we already excluded a father who kills his son? Didn't we, in the last Mishnah, we already excluded him. He doesn't get gullus. So why is this Mishnah saying the father does get gullus? The Gemara answers the Gamir. It's a case where the son learned. The son was doing what he's supposed to. The Gemara asks, one second, but we said it's still a mitzvah. It's still a mitzvah. There's an inherent mitzvah to give Musar to the son, and therefore even if he's learning. The Gemara answers, Bishuli Adinagori. Okay? Talking about, he was teaching him a trade. He was teaching him to be a carpenter. While they were working, the father accidentally hit the son and killed him. So the Gemara answers, what do you mean? Sholi denagri chiyusa hidalamde. He's teaching him chiyus, teaching him to live, a livelihood. If he's teaching him a livelihood, then he should have to, that should also be a mitzvah. Why is that different? The Gemara answers, degamer umnasa achrisi. It's talking about a case where the son already had a different profession. He had a different profession. It just happens to be he's learning a second profession. But the difference between a profession and learning Torah is learning Torah has an inherent value, and that inherent value has to keep going, even if he's learning well. But when it comes to a profession, yeah, there's a mitzvah to teach a profession. But that only goes as far as him having an ability to earn a livelihood, earn a parnasa. But once he has the ability to earn a parnasa, there's no mitzvah to teach him another trade, no mitzvah to learn more of another umnus, another craft. Okay. The Gemara continues, v'haben gola dehav. The son gets golos in the middle of the wide lines in the two dots. Haben gola dehav. The son gets golos by hitting the if he kills the father by accident. The Gemara asks, Astira Uraminu, we have Astira Make Nefesh, Pratla Makeov, one who kills a soul. This comes to exclude somebody who kills his own father. Or Makeov, we'll see. The assumption now, for now, is Makeov, it means he killed his father. Amar of Kahana, Lo Kasha, there's no Astira. Ha Rabbi Shimon Varabanan. One was Rabbi Shimon, one Rabbanan. What does that mean? So there's a machlokas, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, about the degrees of severity of the Dalid Misos Bezdin, of the four ways that Bezdin put somebody to death. The Rabbanon hold that the order is Skila, Sreifa, Herig, Chenek. First, stoning is the most severe, then Sreifa, pouring hot lead down their throat, then Herig is beheading, and Chenek is strangling, it's choking. Rabbi Shimon flips 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. Rabbi Shimon says it's Sreifa Skila and then Chenek and Herik. Now, here we go. L'Rabbi Shimon da'amar Chenek chomor mi'sayif. Rabbi Shimon who says Chenek is more strict than Sayif. So it's number 3, not number 4. Now, if a person killed his parents, he would be Chayef for Chenek. So according to Rabbi Shimon, that's more than Herig. Shigaga Sayef Nitla Chapara. So if you did a Sayef Avera Bishogeg, that you could get Kapara for. Shigaz Chenek Lo Nitla Chapara. Since Chenek is a worse punishment according to Rabbi Shimon, that means that the Avera was worse. So if that's true, then that Avera is too bad to allow you to go into Golos. That's too much. The Rabbanu Damri Sayiv Chamer Mechenek. In other words, when you a regular case of killing, this is worse. So if it's worse, when you kill by accident, you can go into Golos, because a regular case of killing, you'd get a punishment of Saif. But if you get Hereg... Sorry. But if you get Chenek, so according to Rabbi Shimon that Chenek is worse, who says you can get off the hook so easily? Who says we'll let you go into Golos? The Rabbanon dami Saif chamer mechenek, but according to the Rabbanon, we say Saif, which is Chenek, Hereg, is number 3, and it's more chamer than Chenek, which is number 4, in terms of levels of harshness. So then, Horeg Aviv b'shogeg shiga Saifu, b'shiga Saif nit l'chapara. Then killing your father, b'shogeg, is shiga Saif. And therefore, you can get a kapara. Because a punishment that is the punishment of Saif is nitna lechapar. Okay. Now, the Gemara continues. Rava Amar. Prat lo osa chabura ba'aviv b'shogeg. Rava says, no, we misunderstood the Braisa. We said the steer was that the Braisa says Make Nefesh, Prat le Make Aviv. You strike your father. We assumed it meant you killed your father. Gemara says, no, Rava says, no. Prat le Make Aviv. You gave him a Maka, you gave him a Chabura. Why is that? Why would you think that counts? So Prat is coming to exclude a case of a person who made a Chabura in his father by accident. Why would you think that you would be chayiv galus for such a thing? I might have thought kevan the bemezid bar katalahu. The halacha is somebody who gives a chabura to a parent is chayiv misa. So if that's true, then b'shogeg nami ligli. So let's equate it. Causing a wound in a parent is the same as killing somebody else. In both cases, you're chayiv misa. So if that's true, just like if you kill somebody by b'shogeg, you go into galus. So too, if you cause your father a wound, b'shogeg, you should go into galus. Kamash Malan, that's what the Braisa is coming to teach us. Of course, the Mishnah says, a ben gola, de'ahav. The Braisa, which teaches that you're not chayav, is talking about a case of makya aviv, means you caused a wound. Okay. The Gemara continues. We are now 8 lines from the bottom of the Gemara. Two dots, hakol golanai de'israel. The Gemara asks, hakol golanai de'israel esui emai. When it says hakol, it's an inclusive term. What does it mean to include? The word hakol golanai de Israel, lasuyemai, what is it coming to include? Lasuye eved vakusi. It's coming to include a case of an eved or a kusi. The Gemara says, Tani lahadotar rabbanon. This comes to support. This is Tanina. We learned this already, that which is taught in the Braisa. Eved vakusi, gola v'lokai de Israel. An eved and a kusi, a slave or a kusi from the people who converted out of fear, the kusim, so any one of those people, gola v'loka al-idei Yisrael, they can get golas and they get malchus for what they did to a Jew. V'Yisrael gola v'loka al-idei kusi v'eved. And similarly, Israel can get golas or malchus because of what they did to a kusi or an eved. The Gemara says, now, 1 second. Bishlama eved v'kusi gola al-idei Yisrael v'loka. It makes sense that an Eved or a Kusi can get Golas or Malkus for what they did to a Jew. Gola de Katle, he can get Golas for killing him by accident. Veloka de Latye. And he can get Malkus for cursing him. El Yisrael, Gola Veloka de Kusi. How could it be that Yisrael can get Golas or Malkus for what he did to a Kusi? Bishlama Gola de Katle. It makes sense that he can get Golas if he kills him. He's a Kusi. The halacha is if he kills a Kusi, he goes into Golas. El Aloka Amai. If you curse. If you curse a kusi, why would you get malchus? The latye, you cursed him. V'nasi ba'am chalosar. The pasuk says v'nasi ba'am chalosar. The avera, the lav of cursing, is v'nasi ba'amcha, a prince among your people. The Gemara darshens ba'osa ma'isa amcha. Only one who keeps the laws of your people. The kusis don't follow our Torah. They don't agree with our halachos. So they're not following our Torah. They're not osa ma'isa amcha. So you shouldn't get Malkus. So what does a Yisrael have to do to get Malkus for what he did to a Kusi? The Gemara says, Allah Maravach Bar Yaakov. What's the case? It's not that he cursed him. Kigon Shehed Bovahuzam. It's talking about a case where you testified about him, about the Kusi, and then you that he was chayev malchus, and then huzam, you became an eidzomim, so you get that malchus. Okay. The Gemara asks a question, the kavasa gabi eved, when we lumped the kusi and the eved together, so it has to be the same thing with an eved. And if that's true, then we have to flip it around, because the Brisa flipped it around. So it would come out that the kusi or the eved could do something that would get golos or malchus, and if we're saying that you get malchus for testifying, one second, shehed bovahuzam, because he testified that the person was chayev malchus, that the Yisrael was chayev malchus, the eved testified that the Yisrael is chayev malchus, and he became an eidzomim, so we would give him malchus. The Gemara asks a question, one second, but that can't be true. Eved bar eidusu. Is an eved somebody who can give testimony? No, he can't. And if that's true, then this explanation can't be right. So we're still looking for a case of a Yisrael who would get malchus for what he did to a kusi or an eved. Ela amar vachav rei d'Ravika, very bottom of the page. Bottom line, Ela amar vachav rei Yaakov rei d'Ravika, halcha b'mayaskinan, kigon shehikahu hakoha, turn the page, she'in b'shava pruta. You hit the kusi, a hakosh e'mo shava pruta. The hit was worth less than a pruta. Okay? So Rashi tells us, had it been a shava pruta, you would have just paid it off, like Gemara in Kesubas. But here, it's worth less than a shava pruta. Now, we can't let you off the hook because you hurt somebody. We can't make you pay because less than a pruta in halacha doesn't have a monetary value. Dama Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yochanan, hakiko hakosh e'mo shava pruta. If you hit him a hakash in boshav pruta, velo you get malchus for it, velo makshinan haka liklala, and we don't have a hekash. Don't compare the laws of haka to the laws of klala, to the laws of cursing. So even though Rashi says v'lo makshin hakal l'klala, just like you don't get malchus for cursing him, because it says v'nasi b'amchalo sa'or, so too you wouldn't get malchus for hitting him. That's machlokas in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, and therefore we're following the opinion that does not make a hekesh between those two, and therefore even though when it comes to klala, when it comes to cursing him, we say no, he's not doing Maisa Amcha, and therefore he's not under the prohibition of Venasi Bamchal Osaur. When it comes to hitting him, we don't, we're following the opinion of the Gemara over there that does not equate the two, and therefore you could get Malchus for hitting a Kusi, a Hakosh, She'ein Bo Shava Pruta, and that's the case where the Yisrael would be Chayav Malchus. And that leaves us off at the top of Daftes Amud Aleph.